audio, so let's see. I hope it's working, okay? So, I'm ready for your questions, but I would also like to hear your opinions about the topic, okay? So, please go ahead.
Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm Rita, and how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. It's quite early for me on a Saturday. It's 8:20 in the morning here. But it's a pleasure to be here with you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We are really happy. We are grateful to you that so early time, right? And we really appreciate it. Thank you.
So we have some questions to you, and we are ready to answer your questions. And let me begin our discussion about influence of television on people. Mm-hmm. So, television plays an important role in our life, and it's a reflection of modern life. And it's a wonderful source of information. And as we know, television has a negative and positive side. So, in short way, television does a lot of harm to people's health. Eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it makes people passive. Yeah. And so, on the other hand, television. There are a good quality. Channels such as Discovery, Planet, Animal Planet, and they are very useful. Yeah.
Yes.
And so I have one question. How does television influence your life?
Television does not influence my life very much because I am more of an internet person for several years now than a TV watcher, let's say. But I do watch TV every day to hear the news, what's going on in Portugal and in the world. And I see maybe one or two series that I like. And more and more, in the past few months, I have also watched a channel we have here in cable TV, which is Zone Reality, and they have interesting programs about things that are happening. But I would say that altogether, maybe I watch about 2 hours of television a day, and not every day, but I would say that is an average, an hour and a half, 2 hours of television. But many times when I'm watching television, I'm sitting here at the computer, okay, because the television is at the other end of my living room in front of me, so I can do several things at the same time. I'm a multitasker, okay, I do several tasks. So that's it, okay, about the influence of TV on my daily life.
Okay, thank you very much.
Very welcome, Rita.
Thank you very much, and we've got some another different questions, Teresa.
Hey.
And so I see that the next topic will be about the internet, right? The influence of internet on our lives, right? Because you are an internet, how to say, internet
addict.
Addict. Yeah. Right word. Okay. So another good thing. Hello.
You know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
My name. Some people think that TV is useful for us, but others say that it's harmful. Do you think that it's a bad habit to watch TV every day?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think that with most things in life, there are pros and cons. There are advantages and disadvantages, and television is one of them. I think that one of the big advantages of television, so one of the good things about television, is to keep us informed about what is happening in the world. We are in a global world, a globalized society, and we need to know what is happening with other people in other countries. So I think that's one of the positive points. In terms of number of hours that people should watch television, especially children, young adults, young people, I think that there should be a certain control on the part of the parents. I don't think that they should watch television when they want. It's difficult nowadays because the mother and the father work and the children are sometimes left on their own at home. But when mothers are at home, as was my case, because I was a teacher, so I used to be at school until 1 or 2 and then stay home the rest of the afternoon, I could control what my children were doing. I hope I have answered your question.
Okay, thank you.
And what's your name?
Tonya. My name is...
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Anna. Nice to meet you.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
As for me, I like watching films on TV in the evening. But every 10 minutes, it's interrupted by commercials, and it really... awful. But of course, I understand that the conventional is a merchandising mechanism, but it's really getting my nerves. What about you? How does it happen in your country?
We don't have as many commercials as, for example, in the United States. So it's not that irritating. What they do here, for example, in contrast with the United States, is to have commercials for example every 15 minutes, and they will have commercials going on for 5-7 minutes. So that gives us time to get up and do something else, you see. Now, in the United States, I think they have commercials like every 5 minutes, every 8 minutes, they are interrupting programs. And I think that it's extremely exaggerated. I don't like the commercials, but as I say, I can get up and do something else and use my time, right? So I don't know how it is in your republic, because I didn't even have time to watch television when I was there. Everybody kept me so busy, you know, which was wonderful, but I didn't have time.
Okay. Thank you for your answer.
Thank you.
Oh, can I make some notes? So I think it was very interesting for us to know that there is no so much commercials in your country, in Portugal. And does it happen in all Europe?
I don't know about television in Europe. I have traveled a bit, but I don't usually watch television, okay? So I cannot give you an answer, an opinion about that. But what I can say about Portugal is that it can be annoying because it's like 5-7 minutes of commercials at the time, okay? But as I'll repeat, we can always get up and do something else, right, during that time.
Okay,
same in our country.
I see.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
My name is Alona, and I'm glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you too. And glad to have so many students come and ask me questions. It's interesting.
I have some questions for you. Are there any commercials which advertise alcohol, and do they exist?
That's a good question. Yes, I would say that because we are a wine-producing country with very good wine, be it red or white, we also have a what is called a green wine up in the north of the country. It isn't really green. It's also a yellowish color, but it's a different type of wine. They do advertise wine quite a bit, because we are a wine-drinking country, okay? They also advertise whiskey, I would say, but it's not really frequent. It's not constant, you see, not for whiskey and not for wine, but there is alcohol advertised on television, yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now we've got one question more. Thank you very much, Teresa. Question?
Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
I'm very glad to see you. My name is Anya, and I want to ask you, in our country, a lot of films and programs with violent scenes. And it influence for teenagers.
Interesting.
And can you say me, please? There is many violence on TV in your country.
Yes. There is a lot of violence. Too much violence, I think. Especially, I would say, in cartoons for young children, which I think is very bad. And there are also many series with lots of violence and also films. So I think it has, in my point of view, there is a bad influence, especially for young children. When I was teaching, I retired last year, and when I was teaching, I had students between 10 and 12 years old. And I was in what is called in America a middle school, because elementary school is like in your country, it's 4 years, and then the fifth year they start in middle school. And I found that children were becoming more and more aggressive in the last few years that I was teaching. And I think that television has influence on them, has had influence on them. Also, family problems, etc., but that's not what we're here to discuss. So, television, in my point of view, has a part of the blame in terms of the aggressiveness of young children today. Okay? Do you feel the same in your country?
I fully agree with you.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Teresa. We are really, really grateful to you for your so good answers. And unfortunately, we're short of time, and that's why we need to
move on, right? Continue. Okay. Well, We can always continue a discussion through email or something if you want, okay? And
we'll discuss it later, okay? And thank you very much for being with us. So I think that all of you can let your
thank you. Thank you. Okay. Bye. And I will talk to you in email. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you. Alexandra, where are you? Show me your face, Alexandra. Hello. Come on, let me take a screenshot, Alexandra.
We didn't switch off the camera.
Okay, right.
You can listen to the ending of the lesson.
Okay, I promise to be quiet.
Okay. Maybe. Maybe. Is there any way?
their eyesight could be normal. And after watching TV, they can do
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear everything with Joe said?
Sorry?
Did you hear anything about the girls, how to say, the students' results?
Very little, because the sound was too much in the background. Okay, but you can summarize in a message, okay? Or you can do it, Irina, or they can do it, and then there you are, Alexandra. Finally, like, hello.
I will
come
back later, okay?
Yes, okay.
So thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.